Day 2 of our Christmas novena. As Mary and Joseph begin the long journey to Bethlehem on foot, we can imagine Mary recalling the moment when she first heard God's invitation to be the mother of our Savior. "Hail, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at what was said and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of David his father, and he will rule over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Sometimes God asks us to say yes, even when we don't understand exactly what he is doing. We may feel fear or doubt. We may question him. "You can't possibly be asking that of me, can you?" But he is. And his asking always rises out of his love for us and his love for all who will be blessed by our yes. God has an infinite store of treasures and goodness he longs for to shower on us. He is inviting you and I to allow him to expand our hearts and our minds beyond our limited perspectives. He wants us to use even our smallness and weakness to accomplish his plan for our good and the good of others. His invitation today to allow him to work may not be what we had planned. It may not be even what we think we are capable of accomplishing. But God, who knows us better than we know ourselves, is inviting you and I. He is asking us to put at his disposal all the things we are proud of and all the things we wish we could hide. And if we say yes, just watch and see what he can do with our hearts that are willing. When we say yes to God, when we offer him our hearts, our minds, our lives to use as he wishes, our offering has to be our own. It has to come from within and have our own fingerprints on it. It doesn't have to be pretty. It doesn't have to be poetic. It just has to be our own. Take a moment to listen to him. What is he asking? What does he want from you and for you today? What is your response? What are you willing to offer him? In this decade of the Rosary, let us contemplate Mary as she pondered the words of the angel Gabriel. Let us ask for the grace to respond to God today, to say yes to him with our whole heart.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Come, Divine Child, and dwell in me, for I desire to live only for thee.
Heavenly Father, our hearts long to rejoice in hope of the Savior's coming, but sometimes we feel bogged down by our weaknesses and failings. We ask you to prepare our hearts to say yes to you. Remove any fear or doubt that hinders us from responding to your invitation today with courage and generosity. With your help, may we be inspired to offer you all that we are this day, giving you permission to work freely in our hearts and in our lives, that we may be ready to welcome your Son when he comes. Amen.